Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 3. Living in the Divine Trinity, 2. Living in the Divine Trinity by enjoying Christ as our life supply, by living Christ for his magnification, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. Friday, related verses. Galatians 6:18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Galatians 3:6-9, 14. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know then that they who are of faith, these are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles out of faith, announced the gospel beforehand to Abraham, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then they who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Romans 5:17-21. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Related reading. Grace is the resurrected Christ as our enjoyment. By this grace, we experience the resurrected Christ, who is the embodiment of the divine Trinity. Christ, the pneumatic one, is our resurrection, producing the faith for our enjoyment of him as grace. We live in the divine Trinity by the grace of the Lord Jesus in our spirit. To say that the Spirit is a spirit of grace does not mean that the Spirit is one thing and grace is another, just as the expression, the Spirit of life, does not mean that the Spirit and life are two different things. Rather, just as the Spirit and life are one, so the Spirit and grace are one. When the Bible speaks of the Spirit of grace, it means the Spirit as grace. If we would receive grace and enjoy grace, we need to realize that our spirit is the only place we can experience grace. Just as electricity can be applied only by turning on the switch, so we can contact the moving, anointing spirit only in our spirit. If you wish to receive grace and enjoy grace, do not exercise your mind, emotion, or will. Instead, turn to your spirit and exercise it. We need to turn from our mind and emotion back to the spirit, where we shall meet the Lord. The throne of grace is not only in heaven, it is also in our spirit. If it were not in our spirit as well as in heaven, how could we come forward to it? Some may argue that our spirit is not large enough to contain the throne of grace. The fact that we can come forward to the throne of grace indicates that experientially it is in our spirit. From my experience, I know that when I turn to my spirit and call Lord Jesus, I immediately have the sense that the throne of grace is in my spirit. Whenever we approach the throne of grace by turning to our spirit and calling on the name of the Lord, we should enthrone the Lord. We must give him the headship, kingship, and lordship in us. Sometimes as we are praying, we sense that the Lord is within us, but we are not willing to give him the throne. Instead of recognizing his kingship, we exalt ourselves above him and put ourselves on the throne. In a very practical way, we dethrone the Lord. Whenever we fail to enthrone the Lord, the flow of grace stops. At the very time we are praying, we need to allow the Lord to be on the throne within us, honoring him as the head, the Lord, and the King. Then grace will flow within us as a river. In Revelation 22:1-2, we see that the river of water of life proceeds out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. God's throne is thus the source of the flowing grace. To dethrone him, to take the throne away from him, is to disregard the source of grace. This causes the flow of grace to cease. Many of us can testify that whenever we fail to enthrone the Lord, we do not receive much grace in our times of prayer. The best way to practice turning to the Spirit and staying in the Spirit is to have fixed times for prayer. Suppose you set aside 10 minutes in the morning to contact the Lord in prayer. During this time, the only thing you should do is exercise yourself to turn to the Spirit and stay in the Spirit. Do not be concerned about all the things you must do that day. Reject your natural mind, emotion, and will, and exercise your spirit to contact the Lord. As we receive the triune God as our grace and enjoy Him as grace, we shall be constituted of Him. Little by little, we shall become one with Him organically. He will become our constituent, and we shall become His expression.